need to say something.
Yeah. Something. Hey, guys.
Man.
I said something.
You guys, write him an email. Tell him to be on point as far as this intro.
Well, if you're taking the intro.
I got a correction.
We didn't even do an intro.
Oh. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Nostrobrower Show, bringing you the latest world news health research. And I've got a correction to make. The nose cones of the Boeings are not made out of aluminum.
What are they made out of?
Fiberglass and sometimes other composites, because they have a radar system. And I knew that too.
In the nose cone.
You'd lose too much radar stuff as far as with aluminum or metal.
Oh. Speaking of,
I have one of our listeners contact me. Said, I've been working at, we're doing repairs in these places for a long time. So I had heard that they were aluminum, and I repeated it, and I should have known better because I'm a pilot.
Fiberglass. You guys have it.
I just asked, by the way, the media wants to know why men are walking away from liberal society. Now, listen to these statistics. This is mind-boggling. Recent surveys point out what might seem like an apocalyptic picture. In the U.S., around 45% of the men ages 18 to 25, 45%, half of them, do not approach women at all for dating. A lot of them are gay. A lot of them have No, let's listen.
Okay, the gay part may be accurate, but I think a lot of it is guys are sick of the attitude.
No, listen. Yeah. We're gonna talk about this for a second. And I know it's a health show, but we're going to talk about health in a second.
Hey, we got a whole thing about magnesium.
But this is Friday. You let me do what I want to do on Friday.
I don't know if I can let you do anything you want to do on here.
Yeah. Over 42% of all men have no interest in seeking out women for relationships or casual dates. Around 30%, that's 40% of all men, 42%. About 30% of men over 40 years old have never been married, over 30%, and are not seeking marriage. In light of ongoing concerns about population decline around the world, the first thing most people say is that men need to step up. Yeah, we're going to talk about stepping up in a second. Fulfill their role in order to save the human species from a children of men movie scenario. However, this suggests that it's the men's fault that checking out of the current system is a bad thing. To be clear, the narrative of the male loneliness epidemic is a propaganda fantasy designed to shame men into returning to the liberal fold. The truth is men are not lonely. They are deliberately refusing to participate in order to make a point. What we are witnessing is perhaps the most substantial mass boycott of liberal ideology in the entire history of human beings. It's a boycott that the establishment of the media does not want to acknowledge. In a recent expose by The Guardian, the outlet dares to ask the forbidden question, is the Me Too movement the reason men are opting out of relationships in the liberal society? Yep. Sadly, they barely delve into the truth of the matter and instead regurgitate the old standby excuses. Men are afraid of women. No, we're not. Because of a lack of emotional intelligence. No, we're not. Men are having trouble navigating the new world of fluid gender roles. Yeah, that's a fact. That's some sick crap. And women's independence. Men are being lured into toxic masculinity by conservative movements. Toxic masculinity. There's no such thing as toxic masculinity. In my opinion, I like John Wayne. Not surprisingly, the media rarely engages with straight men who study these changes from the male perspective. If they did, they may get a better insight into what men today want from life, from their careers, or their relationships. They talk often about the dismay about the rush of young men into conservative ideals, but they never ask those men, what is it about conservatism that attracts you? So I want to talk to you about this also this morning. You know, it's an abysmal state. Guys don't want to talk to girls anymore, and now guys don't even go up to girls anymore because sometimes they're afraid if they go up to a girl and they ask them a question, they're going to get rebuked. Many years ago when this liberal crap started, I remember I opened a door for a girl. I wasn't walking with the Lord then. I opened a door. I was taught to do that for a girl. And, man, she started cussing me out, Austin. This is just way back in my 20s.
And now they're super mad nobody does that for them anymore.
I got cussed at. No, I told you this story before. Years ago, we'd gone to a health food store in North Tampa, and Sharon was in the pickup truck with me, and she was piddling, opening the door, didn't get out fast enough. And this liberal lesbian butch dyke, covered in tattoos, pretty, she was pretty. I'll give her credit for that. But she was meaner than a snake on steroids. And she had her lesbian buddy with her, and she starts screaming and yelling and cussing at Sharon because she had to wait an extra 10 seconds. Now, I got involved in that one. I know I shouldn't have done it, but I did. Nobody touches my girl and, touches her, screams at her. And I couldn't believe it. But, and you wonder, this girl has finally decided she's going to be a lesbian because her personality is so wretched that no guy wants to talk to her. See, nobody wants to be bossed around. A relationship has to be 50-50. There's got to be 100% reciprocal both directions if it's going to work. Now, I got that, okay? But a lot of guys don't get it. A lot of girls don't get it. And a lot of these liberal lesbian females, they think they're so gynocentric that everything has to revolve around them. And they become unbelievably mean and self-contained and everything else. And now they don't want men anymore because of Gloria Steinem. CIA asset says, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. And you go, what? Yeah, that's the mindset. So these women get it. They party their way through their 20s. They stay drunk. They stay on drugs. They just party their way through their 20s. And then they start wondering, well, why isn't anybody being serious about me? Well, then after about they get 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, they start realizing, my baby clock's ticking. You think, oh, they don't do that. Yeah, they do. By the time they're 35, they're thinking, this clock's about to expire on me. And now they get serious. But the problem is they're so ingrained into the liberal mindset, they don't understand that a relationship is about giving 100%. They've never done that. They don't know how to do it. So the men have now said, hey, look, since you're going to be such a nightmare from the pit, I don't want to date you. I would rather go out and get myself a love doll that's basically programmed. You think I'm wrong. That's basically been programmed to be nice. You know, when you got you want to date a Rosie O'Donnell, you want to date a love doll. The guy's going, I think I'll go with a love doll. Well, and this is sad. It's sad.
The thing is, and one thing I will say, and I disagree with part of that on it, because I do understand that most of the guys that I know now that are good caliber guys, it's not that they're not dating anybody. They've just gotten extremely picky. And what happens is there's a whole segment now of the population of females that's grown so big that nobody wants to deal with. They feel like they've been cast off into this hole now because nobody wants to date them or talk to them. And they're exactly right. For good reason. Nobody wants to tolerate it. So the guys that are actually decent quality, the guys that are even, you know, moderately successful or have this or do this or trying to grow and expand, they become increasingly picky. And they don't want to put up with the BS anymore. One of my good friends in Tampa, great guy, helped me get his business started. He's found a great girl. He's probably going to get married soon, you know. And
former workout partner?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I met his girlfriend multiple times. Really good woman.
Tall guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I know
what he is. Well, he told me, he goes, here's the problem. He goes, when he was dating these girls in Tampa all the time, he's 27, 28 now. And he said he'd go out with these girls, and this constant question is, well, what are you bringing to the table for me? I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing business, I'm growing, I'm doing this. Oh, well, I need a guy that does this and he makes more money and he does this. The kid's 6'4". You're not tall enough yet. Because I'm 6'4", I'm making $100,000 a year, I'm basically educated, I've got a college degree, I've got a business expanding. Well, you need to be making at least $250,000, you need to have this and this. The next question is, what are you bringing to the table, woman? What are you bringing? I've got to bring 20 different things that are still not good enough for you. And so what a lot of the females have done now is they've tried to put these guys into these boxes that are never actually being able to be satisfied to check them. You need to do this now. You need to do this now. And the problem is if the guy ever submits down and tolerates that type of BS, he will forever be her little cuck boy. He will. Because what's going to happen is no matter what he buys her, no matter where he takes her, no matter what he does for her, she's always going to have this ever-growing demand that he has to fulfill that is unachievable. And the problem with that is that's stupid. That's not a relationship. And the thing is, so, guys, don't tolerate it.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And I recommend any man that gets in a relationship like that to get out immediately. Because I'll tell you right now, the next phase is she's going to demand you marry her. And the next phase is she's going to live any way she wants until the point she wants to divorce you and take half your stuff down here in the state of Florida. Seen it, watched it personally with multiple friends that I know. I've had a numerous amount of people get divorced now. And there's literally girls on social media platform. I'm not saying all of them like this. There's girls on social media platform that give out tips and guides on how to get married and how to get half of the man's stuff in a divorce after 2 or 3 years. Well, it's literally a model now. And so the guys are going, I'm just going to opt out of that personality trait.
You know, it's true. I've had, you know, you're on these dating apps, which are like from the pit of hell, most of them, they're awful. And, you know, when so you go, okay, well, what are you looking for? You have to be at least 6'4". I've had this.
No, listen. And Clayton told me, he said it's not a joke. It's literally like this.
You have to be 6'4", blonde hair, blue eyes, or black hair and blue eyes. You have to be at least a multimillionaire. You have to be in shape. You've got to work out. You've got to own your own business.
You've got to have a Lamborghini Urus.
And you have to have a jet.
Now,
mind you, this girl is, you know, 35 years old now. She's been looking for this unattainable.
Right.
And she's 5 foot tall and she weighs 200 pounds.
And you, with three kids with three different dads.
No.
I'm sorry, that was a bad one on that.
No, you're not joking.
Joke, though.
And none of the dads pay any child support because they were all losers. And you know, and half the dads are in prison. And you think, but you got to have this 6'4", you know, guy that works out who's got his own jet. You know, my response is always this: what's wrong with you?
It's a concept. It's the social media concept that's gone amok. And I talked to a friend about it last night. We were talking about cars, and it was interesting because he goes, you know, Austin, he goes, we go to some of these car shows, go to some of these events, and some of these guys have, you know, like the Revolto, some of those nice Ferraris. And he goes, the problem with now, he goes, everybody, the younger generation, and it's not just cars, it's everything, has gotten so desensitized. He goes, you talk to some of these kids, oh, yeah, I've seen all this, I've seen around this, I've seen around this, I've seen this round, I've seen this car around, SF90. No, you haven't. You went to a car show somewhere that had all these cars and vehicles, and these kids act like they have this concept now that just somebody goes out and buys $500,000 car. Well, I didn't have one of those when I'm 20 years old. And I didn't have a jet. And the females reflect the same behavior. The guys and girls do now. And they have this completely and totally unattainable, unrealistic idea of what everybody's supposed to be able to do. And the truth about it is this, guys. Stuff doesn't make the relationship happen.
Nope.
A lot of times, stuff makes the relationship a lot more complicated. The relationship should be based on what can I find in the other individual that'll help basically grow me? How can I help grow them? And how can we both work together to work and grow together as a team? Not how much stuff can I get from him or how much things can I get from her? That concept will always fail in a relationship, and that is exactly what the media, social media platforms, and the movies have continued to portray and demand. That's the only way you're going to have a healthy relationship is when somebody else in the relationship can give you all the stuff that you demand. That is a recipe for disaster. That never works. Hence the divorce right now, dude.
I had a friend of mine who was dating this girl who he basically rescued. She was living on a mattress on the floor. That said, no furniture, a mattress on the floor. And but she'd gone out with this, quote, supposedly this billionaire that had shown her a private jet and top of a mountain in Switzerland that he owned. And she was so wrapped up in what she had seen with this one guy with a jet that she expected that from everybody. Now, mind you, this girl wouldn't do the dishes for this guy. She wouldn't do the help with the housekeeping. She wouldn't do anything. She wanted to sleep all day and spend money. The big guy finally said, you know, what are you bringing to the table? It's like you just said, Austin. And finally, he said, I can't deal with this. Now, I'm going to say something to you, and I know we're a Christian show, and I got that, but I'm going to say something else to you real quick. If you're in a relationship and it's only based upon sex, it ain't going to work.
No.
Now, I can't be any more blunt than that. You have to have some type of relationship with somebody. The sex, if you're going to do all that, is up to you. But that's not intimacy. I told you guys, it's sex. The problem is if you base the entire relationship on that, after 6 or 8 months, you're going to get bored with it anyhow. And the problem is if this girl that you're dating is used to rotating partners all the time, guess what she's going to do to you when you're not around?
Exactly right.
She's going to rotate you. I'm letting you know that. The girl says to this friend of mine I was dating, well, I've got a friend of mine who's got a yacht over in Tampa. And I'm going to go out on that yacht. They got a bunch of other girls going out on the yacht. Well, the only thing those things are floating orgy boats. That's all they are. No, that's all they are. My friend says to her, well,
especially Miami.
my friend says to her, well, I want to meet these guys on the yacht. I want to go with you on that. No, I'm going by myself. Once you hear that, it's bye. That's all it is.
Walk away.
You got to walk away. Wait, and guys, Austin said it. If you turn into a cuck, if you turn into a simp, if you turn into a little biatch boy, and you're running behind her like a little puppy wagging your tail, you're going to find yourself in a nightmare out of hell. You are, because exactly what Austin, especially in the state of Florida, 50% of your assets are about to go away. Be very, very, very careful. And this is why the guys don't want to date anymore. They're not bothering to talk about that on here.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying is this, and this is always written by this liberal perspective aspect. A lot of the guys still are dating. They're just not tolerating BS anymore. They've gotten pickier.
Now they've gotten mad.
My buddy in Tampa, and I'm going to close with this because I got a health article I want to get into. So I'm not going to elaborate continually on this topic. But, you know, he told me in Tampa, and he said a lot of times, you know, he's dating these girls in the same concept. What are you bringing to the table there? He has to do all this stuff all the time, and he didn't mind. He's a good kid. And he goes, at one point, he's like, well, what do you bring to the table? Well, I have sex with you. Well, we're in a relationship. That's kind of like, you know, something you do in your relationship. Why is that now the pinnacle of what you bring to the relationship? That shouldn't be a topic of I'm bringing this. It should be a topic of that's what you're doing together in a relationship, then you're monogamous. So that concept now is probably one of the dumbest ideologies that's ever been perpetuated on the American and male population. Oh, I'm bringing sex to the table. Well, okay. And That's something already in a relationship.
And what else?
What else? What else are you bringing? Are you helping me grow? Are you helping me build? I'm not trying to look for something you have to give me, but I can't sit here and give everything I have to you, and that's your only response or rebuttal. That's really,
I've got one more comment to make from a liberal lesbian. Now listen to this. I think we're in an abysmal state. I think the reality is that we're always had a patriarchy at the intersection of capitalism and white supremacy.
Gosh.
You think I'm... No, that's what it says. And now those things feast on one another, lift one another. But I think right now, more times than not, the role models that these young boys and young men have are not only divisive, but toxic and insidious and heinous. Truly disgusting. You know, we have people that are alleged rapists in politics. What does that mean? You know, the popular thing that boys are not watching is MAA, right? So I think a horrible, horrible place. Well, no, because they don't want to be your little cuck.
Exactly.
You know, and so, guys, listen to me. If they lie to you, if they gaslight you, which is worse than lying, it really is. They do something absolutely horrible. You have a horrible fight about something. They say, well, that never happened. That's gaslighting. That never happened like that. That's not the truth. You're like, I was there. I saw it. No. That's gaslighting. Make you think you're crazy. When they start that crap on you, and men, and ladies, listen to me too. This goes both ways. If men start that crap on
it
you.
It does go both ways.
No. And
that's never healthy relationship.
No. You got to walk away from all of that, because the lying and the gaslighting, I think gaslighting is worse. Because at least you say, well, I didn't say that. Well, okay, but that doesn't mean something wasn't said. Now you're saying something wasn't said. You're gaslighting. Be very, very, very careful with this. And I know my friend who had that girl who was on the mattress. She finally had enough of it. You know, she's on a mattress on the floor, no furniture. Well,
the gaslighting always ends up leading to all types of other manipulatory tactics, and usually overall, in essence, cheating. You know, if you're dating somebody and they always are like, oh, I'm going down another girlfriend's trip down to Miami for the week.
No.
Oh,
man.
And I'm sorry my phone died. I didn't have a charger with me. Dude, when you hear stuff like that,
no, man.
Run, dude. I'm giving you guys advice and girls advice. If you're in a relationship and suddenly your other significant other's phone dies while they're on a trip somewhere for 2 or 3 or 4 days, guys, we're 2026. Let's be real.
We have chargers.
We have chargers now. This is in 2003. We got a flip Nokia that constantly breaks and is down. When you hear stuff like that, I can't believe you're mad at me that my phone died for 4 days. I couldn't do anything about it. Really? Again, gaslighting. All right. Hilltops, I got to get on here. This is really, really important, the one I don't cover on the show.
You know, we need to do a dating show.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No.
Okay. You guys write him a letter.
We're doing a car show.
Oh, we did. Well, you know, we've got the studio. We can do a car show and a dating show.
Yeah, I got an email I need to respond to the other day. Somebody asked me some advice on a car thing or on buying another truck. Good luck with that. Keep it under warranty. There's a whole lot of topics right now I could go into that. That's a whole different world in the automotive industry that I know a lot about. But this is a topic that I wanted to cover. This is really important. New study now shows ultra-processed food links brain to changes that drive overeating. Now, we've known this before, that a lot of the foods have significant amount of ingredients and combinations of ingredients that continue to cause your body to crave more of it, right? That's why you'll see people at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and the lines are wrapped around Chick-fil-A or Taco Bell or McDonald's, and they do it every single day. You know, I talked to a guy a long time ago when I was at the barber shop. He was telling me how he had like tens of thousands of points with his, you know, point system with Chick-fil-A. By the way, we have a point system too. I had somebody email me the other day and ask me about it. Gave me camera 4, Rich. I'm on a rabbit trail right now. I've had a lot of Purple 6 attention factor, but I want to cover this. Rewards down here. You go on the front page. This is the rewards program you have. You basically, once you have an account, you sign in. I'm not signed in right now, but I can. And you have ways to earn on here. Once you log in, you could go in and go through your points, and you can basically redeem your points, and you can basically look at your points, and you can pet your points, you can love your points, whatever you want to do with your points, and you can utilize them at the end. This is pretty simplistic. Just follow the instructions on it. If you guys need help with it, you can call us up. We'll walk you right through it. But what it does is basically every dollar you spend, you get a point for it, and those points add up over time, and you can apply them to any order. You can apply them to an order with a coupon on it. You can apply them on a 3-pack special. You can apply them to anything you want. I have no restrictions on those points. So by the time you get up, you know, 500 points, 1,000 points plus, you can start getting $5, $10, $20, $30, $40 discounts depending on how many points you accrue on whatever you want on there. So I gave that platform, put that up on this platform last year. Works great. I have a lot of customers that are really happy with it. And plus on two on here, I have set up, I showed you guys yesterday on, give me four, the multi-pack system. This is going to be the new 3-pack and 6-pack platform, where we're going to have everything that's in a 3-pack or 6-pack. This is no kits at all. This is just straight three packs and six packs. I've had a lot of people ask me about these, between purple stick cans, purple stick boxes, magnesium brain food, ultra multiple powder, collagen, pretty much every single major popular product we're doing three packs on for everybody to be able to stay stocked up. And I tell everybody this. In the event of some type of significant issue where transit is slowed down or delayed or just whatever problems, we're in a very strange, volatile world right now. It all depends on, you know, what Donald Trump wants to tweet on X about what Iran conflict is going to happen tomorrow. I mean, this is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, you know, the UFC 250, apparently Sean Strickland's been banned from it.
So funny.
Strickland's wild.
Well, no, he's talking about Benjamin Netanyahu Trump being his little biatch.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's so funny about that?
They told him, you should think, they told him that he did not pass security clearance to go to the White House.
Yeah,
he goes, I am the only multi-champion, a full American. You know, a lot of the UFC champions from other countries, majority of them are. Only one. Current standing champion, current title holder, and I'm not allowed to go to the UFC.
But remember, Benjamin Netanyahu will be there.
And Strickland's big, and he is mean, and he can fight.
How big is this guy?
He's like 6'3".
Is he really?
He's a big boy. He's not one of the little 5'1", 110-pound fighters. I mean, those guys still fight, too. Strickland's big, and he absolutely has no chill. Like, when they interview him, some of his stuff is funny, and he does not care. I mean, he's the one that one time he went on that interview, and they put a monster in front of him. He picked up and threw it off the table. He goes, "Don't put that blankety blank on my table. Because I don't want that satanic monster on my interview." They're like, whoa. And nobody's going to say anything.
You know,
to
we need
it.
To bring him on the Ted Dawson Brower show. We'd have some fun with this dude.
Strickland's funny.
I would get another microphone set up here for that.
I would if Strickland came on the show. But he's one of those. Like, no. And he, I mean, what do you say? Strickland, you can't throw monster energy drinks. Dude, the guy just knocked out another guy. It's like 230 pounds, unconscious. You're gonna walk up. You're gonna tell him he can't do that in a Monster Energy drinks. Good luck. But anyways, I digress. With
now, this is what the women call toxic masculinity. the guys that like toxic masculinity, like John Wayne and Clint Eastwood,
Now streaming services
can't find the movies, bud.
I noticed the other day you can't find John Wayne movies.
Nope.
And most of the Clint Eastwood movies are rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find Hang 'Em High. Mm-hmm. Can't find A Forgiven.
Well, you know why?
Fistful of Dollars. You can't find them.
Well, you got a man who's a man.
Well, it's the Western world exactly that they don't want anybody remembering. They want
to
scrub it.
Well, now you remember if you're not. I'm going to say this bluntly to the men because we're picking on women this morning. Now we can pick on men for a little while, make everybody mad. If you're not willing to die for your wife, you need to step it up.
All right.
I'm telling you,
your family, your kids, man, you need to be willing to stand up and fight for them.
I remember one time we were up at Dolly World up there somewhere up in Pigeon Forge, and somebody, I also jumped out to try to help me get the motorhome backed out of a spot that I was in. And some guy starts yelling at Austin. Boy, I came out of the motorhome. Yeah, I was like 10.
I would just handle the situation.
No, but I came out of the motorhome. And I mean, I was raising Cain. I said, "Boy, you don't talk to my boy like that. You understand?" I mean, I wasn't putting up with it. If you're not willing to do that for your son or your children or your wife, and I don't care how big these guys are, it doesn't make any difference. You can't let people mess with your family, guys.
No.
Step it up. And if you say, well, I don't want to be involved with all that. Well, then don't get married. Don't have a family. There you go. Just decide to be weird. Anyhow, what's the next story?
No, you're exactly right on that. And the funny thing about it is, you look back and that quote said, God created men, but Sam Colt made them equal.
That's fact.
Reference to Colt, the .45 caliber pistol.
What movie was that from?
That's quote. That's basically from Colt, Sam Colt, when he started building the revolver.
I've heard that in the movie once.
Oh, yeah. The way the quote is, that's what he said. Everybody started saying that about him on here. Now, going back to my original story, since we're just going all types of trails today, get ready for the show because we're probably going to go down five different holes. And
it's Friday, buddy.
We're going to follow,
you told
follow
me
the
could,
white rabbit.
You told me I could do what I wanted on Friday.
You do what you want. Weapons free, man. Have fun. clear and engage. Ultra-processed foods like the brain change that drive overeating. This is an interesting study recently published in Nature magazine, found that people who consume more ultra-processed foods showed measurable differences in brain areas involved in feeding behavior, emotion, and motivation. Higher ultra-processed food intake was linked to increased thickness in the bilateral cortex, the brain region crucial for visual object recognition and processing shapes. The findings suggest changes in how the brain processes visual food cues. They indicate that high consumption of ultra-processed foods associated with structural changes in the brain regions regulating eating behavior, such as the hypothalamus and the right nucleus, that may lead to cycles of significant overeating. So, guys, this isn't just about this food being addictive or messing up your pancreas or inflaming your gut. Those are all factors we know. They're actually showing now high amounts of ultra-processed food long-term changes parts of your brain. And it's not saying if it's permanent. I'm assuming that this probably can be restructured and changed because the brain, you know, brain plasticity is a thing. But if you don't continue, if you don't stop and you continue to eat this ultra-processed food with all these ingredients in it, it's not going to allow your brain to ever come back to homeostasis. What do you think?
I think if you change your brain, you're going to have a problem for it the rest of your life. And so you're going to be fighting this. You're going to fight this dog on. You're going to have this whole, desire to eat.
Is this why when young kids get exposed to this food all the time when they're young, they have a hard time fighting their whole life?
Here's the thing. Yeah, here's the deal. Well, this could be. Because now, let's say, for instance, last night the kids came over. Okay?
Yeah.
Your kids came over. You guys went out to dinner. And they brought some chicken nuggets with them. Now, they were organic.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, they were really good.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking at the chicken nugget last night going, I need some more of those. Those are really good. You know, breaded. Oh, they're great. But the reality is, how about if you put MSG in them?
Oh, yeah.
How about you put other chemicals in them that really made them addictive?
Well, a lot of them, too. And the non-organic ones, a lot of times they have high fructose corn syrup in them, too.
So what ends up happening is you start looking at that food. You start visualizing eating that food. You start thinking about that food. Happened to me last night with the silly chicken nuggets.
Well, honestly, it's because you eat chicken and rice all day, or chicken and vegetables. No, it happens when you get food like that.
It
does.
Yeah.
That's why Five Guys Burger. Big, juicy burger, double cheeseburger with the cheese dripping out of it.
So, yes, I believe that that's possible. Your brain can have definitely a thickness in certain parts of the cortex.
But if you did this with young kids, say 1 and 2 years old, this ultra-processed food, do you think it's going to continue to change the brain where it doesn't change back as it goes through their developmental phase?
But remember, you got to deal with epigenetics now because they may constantly want to crave that, but they can control it.
Yeah.
It's like I was talking to a friend of mine this morning. We all know people that have quite frankly, they've got a real crappy personality. And they always want to get in a fight. They've got a chip on their shoulder. They're always angry about stuff. Years ago, I had a painter who was a friend of mine, and he painted a house for me here at the house, and he was always fighting with everybody. I mean, literally fist fight, his teeth knocked out. And finally, I said to him, he's a little guy, about 5'6". Finally, I looked at him one day, and I said, let's call him Davey. His name wasn't Davey. I said, Davey, come over here. I said, dude, we're by ourselves. And I said, what's wrong with you? What do you mean?
I said, you want to fight about it?
And I said, dude, we're by ourselves. I'm talking to you. Look at how you act. Look what you're doing. Look at your teeth. And I sat down and had a heart-to-heart with him. About 4 years later, I saw him. Teeth are all fixed. He's all dressed up. He's a contractor now. He's making all this money. He goes, Ted, no one ever talked to me like you did. Never. He goes, I listened to you. And you told me the biggest problem that I had is the people that I was associating with. And I said, well, yeah. And he goes, I don't hang out with them anymore. See, show you, what do you say? The top five people you hang out with is what you're going to become. If you're out with somebody who's going to fight all the time, you got to just avoid them. Now, if you're with somebody who's they're like that, you have to basically love them at a distance. What does that mean? That means don't get involved with them personally because they're going to try to drag you into the ditch with them because they've always got something wrong. Jesus said, the poor shall always be among you. Now, there's a reason for that. They make the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again. And that's where they fall. By the way, I'm going to go to the health topic. Screwworms and the death of America's beef industry. This is interesting. These little screwworms are like they're insect larvae. They dig into the doggone flesh of these animals, start eating on them. The animals can start having irritable behavior, head shaking, the smell of decay. Screwworms have been migrating north since the mid-2025s at least, and now they're coming up and showing up in Texas. And they're saying they're going to really have a real big impact on the beef industry. Now, whether this is hyperbole or not, I don't know. But what I will say is this. This is a very, very real parasite. And we've already got beef now. You go to Costco and you buy two steaks that are fillets. You can pay $100 for the silly things, $50 a pound for them wholesale. And you're asking yourself, what is wrong with this?
Any guys don't pay that kind of money.
No,
you could use your own research and get some stuff better priced.
Don't do it.
Look at local butchers. The last time I bought that quarter of a cow, I mean, I ended up being in it for like $5.50 a pound for ground beef. That was packed, everything done, butchered. And that was 100% grass-fed right here in Central Florida. Not grass-finished, grass-fed free range. So there's ways to find better prices on beef still right now, $5, $6 a pound for ground. But, man, the grocery stores are gouging people on it.
I had a college roommate, 6'7", 6'8". His name was Rob Rosenberg. And, yes, he wore a little hat. Nice guy. Red hair, blue eyes, big guy. And he was funny. And we bought a cow.
Yeah.
Okay? And we went to Chairs Circle C Beef up in Tallahassee because we were both bodybuilders. We got tired of the high beef profits. You know we paid for – you cut, wrapped, and froze it on the hoof?
Oh. What year was this?
70s. 77.
$2. Dollar.
29 cents a pound.
29 cents a pound.
But that was the hoof weight. If it weighed 1,000 pounds, it was $290. But that was cut, wrapped, and frozen.
Jeez.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, we got a whole freezer full of beef, and it was great.
breakfast. That's
and but I want to get a pig.
Did you really? Oh, how did it go with him?
That was like 19 cents a pound.
He ate kosher?
No, but he didn't want a pig. He goes, you know, I am Jewish. I'm like,
Wait, so what? Tell me that. Just the aspect, pork is not a healthy meat for bodybuilders.
No, but I didn't know any difference.
It's a very hot meat. Yeah. It digests really differently than beef does. It's not beneficial at all. Dave, you're trying to, regardless of the aspect of like the trichinosis, all the other things about it, it's not a healthy.
Well, Rob saved me on that one, but he's a good guy. He was a good friend for years. But the reality is, I mean, I've lost touch with him now. So, Rob, if you're listening to the show, Rob Rosenberg, give me a call. But of course, we talk about little hat people. So he probably be all mad at me. But he wore a toupee. He had a 4-inch toupee on. Yeah, it was great. You know, he had a.
Is it similar to yours?
I don't have a toupee.
I'm just messing with you. People ask you that before. No, I don't know why, because that'd be like the best toupee I've ever seen in my life.
Well, no, it's funny, because one time he borrowed my hammer. I didn't know he had a toupee on. He always had a hat on or something, and he always wore a skull cap. And one day I went and had to go in his closet to get my hammer, and this thing hanging on the wall, you know, in the closet. I thought, what the heck's that? It's just a toupee. It's got a red, curly animal hanging on the ceiling. So one day we were working out at the gym, and I said to him, he didn't know I knew, but he had a toupee. I didn't want to say anything to him. And he goes, he's in early 20s, bald as a bat. And his hair was on crooked, and we're in the gym. And I looked at him. I said, "Dude, straighten your hair." What are you talking about? Your toupee's on crooked, Rob. Oh, I said, "Look." He goes, "How do you know I got a toupee?" I said, "Saw it hanging in your closet, dude. It's okay. I'm not gonna tell anybody. I just told everybody." But that was 50 years ago. I'm not even sure Rob's alive anymore. He was a great guy, though. But anyhow, so just make sure if you're going to eat beef, make sure you try to get the best price you possibly can, like Rob and I did. Like Austin said, try to get it cut, wrapped, and frozen, you know, on the hoof if you can. I think you pay $2.29 or $5 a pound or something for it.
It was like $5.25, $5.50, depending, usually straight ground. I think it's pushed almost $6 now from when I got a quote from him. So I need more. But do your research on it. My biggest thing is I like to support local farmers. Local beef, local stuff like that. A lot of these companies, you know, you don't really know who you're taking care of, who you're really supporting. And quite frankly, you're paying so many different middlemen, and you just cut them out. I mean, I'd rather buy straight from the cattle farm, and you know you're actually dead. Because remember, they don't get any more. A lot of times, they get even less than that when they're selling stuff as far as the distributorships, like as far as a big supermarket. They're probably getting $4.50, $4.90 a pound when they sell beef to the distributorship. Then they got to sell it. Then it goes to Publix. The Publix decides they want to gouge everybody and but you know, 200% margin on some of their food, 300% margin. Sure. I'm not picking on Publix. I got friends that work for Publix. I love them. Great company overall, but they've become very greedy in some aspects because they become pretty much a monopolistic supermarket in Central Florida.
Oh, by the way, Zelensky.
Great service, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Zelensky asked Putin for a meeting to end the wars. They can't wait for the United States anymore. Zelensky is the guy that likes to play the piano with his private parts. He's a total pervert. I don't even know how in the world he ended up being. Well, yeah, I know how he got in that position, but I'm not going to go there today because I don't want to be banned on YouTube today.
But
just the whole thing is just, you know, to me, a lot of this stuff with Zelensky and Putin and all this stuff with Ukraine, a lot of that stuff is just pure obfuscation and lies, guys.
We needed another country to run all our defense contract weapons off the market on a black market. I mean, they cover this. I mean, a lot of alt media and even mainstream media cover this at the beginning of the Ukraine war. They were saying that 70% of the weapons weren't even staying in Ukraine. I mean, I told you, I just had direct reports from contractors that told me this stuff. And so that's not going to be over until they have another position. Remember, we had to go to Ukraine. That conflict had to start right after we left Afghanistan. Afghanistan was our big funneling hub to run all the weapons in the Middle East. Because, you know, Yemen needed weapons. Syria needed weapons. Libya needed more weapons. I mean, that's the whole thing that would happen when Benghazi is, and we were running surface air missiles through Benghazi. The entire weapon trafficking thing over there where the CIA knew about it. And then, you know, that didn't just go away. We're not going to talk about it anymore. Basically give the coordinates of the CIA, basically off-grid facility to the local militia. And just happen to give them mortar coordinates to the annex that doesn't exist. That was horrible.
That was Hillary Clinton.
Those boys are fighters, though, man. All those guys. This article I want to cover here.
I got one, too. I got
toothpaste?
No, do toothpaste first. You may need some toothpaste after you hear my article.
90% of popular toothpaste brands are testing positive for lead now. Lead.
Well, why not? That's absorbed right through the sublingual and make you stupid as all get out.
Independent testing of 51, the top popular toothpaste brands revealed 90% contain lead, 65% contain arsenic, 47% contain mercury, 37% contain cadmium. Only 6 toothpaste tested clean with no heavy metals.
Which were the six?
Let's find out. Interdependent test, intermediate testing on here. Despite evidence, toothpaste companies refuse to remove heavy metals on here. It says investigative report published by Lead Safe Mama. She's spearheaded by Tamara Rubin, a filmmaker and activist, basically warned the call for these to recall. Now, according to here, as I'm pulling up here, I haven't gone through this whole article yet. I just saw it this morning when it came up on here. And get through it.
Hey, this is what you don't want, the calcium carbonate. If you do, make sure you rinse your mouth out really, really, really well.
You're blubbing off that bat, though, and you are fluoride.
Yes, but now the calcium carbonate does help remove stains, though. It does a great job cleaning. But make sure you rinse it out real well.
Heavy metal toxics in here. Lead was the most troubling metals. I mean, no. It says showing up in varying quantities. Certain studies level soared as high as 6,313 parts per billion of lead in toothpaste. Now, here's the problem that I have with this. As you just said a second ago, this isn't something like, oh, it's a cream on your skin that your body's still
in your
mouth. You just go in your mouth. Your mouth has all saliva.
This sublingual absorption.
Yeah, that's why sublingual B12 works the way it does. You taking all of them?
I am. You got some? I got four left.
Two. But see, the way these work, this is straight methylcobalamin B12, right? Methylcobalamin B12. When you put this in your mouth to chew on it, and it dissolves under your tongue, your body immediately starts to uptake B12. Remember, methylcobalamin B12 doesn't have to be converted into B12. It's already converted. It's bioactive. When you take majority of supplements that are cyanide B12 or synthetic, they can't go into the bloodstream. The body can't absorb them. It has to convert it through the liver. And what happens is you have a toxicity effect that's minor. But also on top of that, your blood levels don't get up. When you straight methylated B12, you chew on these, get some right in your system. But this goes back to the toothpaste. When you start putting lead and cadmium in your mouth every single night, your body is going to absorb the stuff. What do you think, Dan? Let me find my brands around here.
Mm-hmm. But no, calcium carbonate and toothpaste, it's in one of our brands that we carry. I don't have a problem with this. Rinse your mouth out really good. That's the thing. I've always, when I use it, I always rinse my mouth out three or four times because it really helps clean the teeth. I've tried the ones before without that, and they really don't get the teeth clean, so that's kind of frustrating. Oh, by the way, man got bear attacked in Romania up in the mountains.
Romania? They got bears in Romania?
Yeah, they got a lot of woods in Romania, but they had a lot of gypsies. And what's interesting about it, the guy stopped, and a mom and bear, when a baby bear was walking around, he said, "I throw some money, food to the baby bear." Mama got mad because he got between her and the baby bear. He's still, don't do that. Oh, my gosh. I remember one time back, it was like in 1984, a long time ago. We're up in North Carolina, Cades Cove, you know, in Great Smoky Mountain National Park. And there was a mama bear, and she had a cub. And Sharon was so funny. She goes, take a picture. I said, I don't want to get between these two. And finally, no, get closer. You know, I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, it's dangerous. But I just got married to her. She's got her big, beautiful blue eyes. And I thought, okay, I'll please my wonderful wife. Let me go ahead and do this. And I took the picture, got between the mom and that baby, and that doggone mama charged me. And all you're seeing is elbows from Ted. I'm like, I don't want to get a bear fight. And I told Sharon, don't ever ask me to take pictures of a mama and a baby and get between them again. That was unbelievably dangerous. So this thing jumped in the car with him. Actually went through the window and bit him real bad.
Went through the window?
Yeah, the window was open. And all of a sudden, you know, and everybody's running around, blowing the horn, trying to escape. Finally got loose of him. And his arms all tore up. So when you're with wild animals, be really, really, really careful. Seriously, careful. Because they will bite and they will kill you.
Don't try to go ride a buffalo in Yellowstone. You see on the grass.
No, my favorite is pet.
Let them be.
My favorite is to pet a 16-foot alligator.
Oh, yeah.
I want to pet that alligator. I'm like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Well, yeah, you do. No, you don't. You don't. They can move really fast for a short distance. They're really fast.
They're unbelievable. If you've ever seen one run and charge somebody on the ground.
They can't run far, but they can
it's
run.
It's creepy. They can sprint. Like you said, it's real short run. They don't have a big, you know, big lung rate.
Short little stubby legs, a lot of weight.
When they start running, the movement they have is extremely creepy because they will shoot on you fast. I mean, something's running 25, 30 miles an hour. They close a distance real quick. So you beware of those things because I've seen them do that before. They'll start charging people. It's primarily, you'll see that is with mothers if you get around their eggs where they're basically their nest is. That's why during mating season, stay away from lakes. If you start seeing gators in them, they get real, real overly aggressive on that.
Or their Circle P where they film that one monster gator. They're still saying he was 14 feet. That's a total lie. He was hanging on both sides of the road.
He's like 15. He's a big boy.
Big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting article here. I want to cover this. Virginia judge delivers win for gun owners and smacks down the AG and governor on background checks. This happened in Virginia last month. I covered it very briefly, where basically the governor they signed into law, they required all, they required background checks on all private sales of firearms. They made it illegal for person-to-person transfer, meaning if I wanted to sell, well, I'm not going to pull it out. If I want to sell my 43X.
Gulf of America cruise.
That means that's an ad.
Isn't that funny?
That's funny, though. I like that better.
What happened to the Gulf of Mexico? I guess we are going to do Gulf of America.
Yeah. So, essentially, what happened was this judge, basically federal judge, Yates, declared essentially an injunction on Virginia's universal background check scheme that the governor enacted and basically signed into law through HB 1525. And this was crazy because I've told you guys this before. When states start coming out with this, basically it's background checks. We need universal background checks. That's the key word they always say, universal background checks. What that means, it's not some pretty little phrase. It's horrific. What that means is they're making it illegal for person-to-person transfer. If I want to sell my 43X to Ted, I have to go through a dealer and have him do a background check for me to give him that gun, or they deem it federally illegal. That's what universal background checks mean, and that's what Virginia passed the law by the governor. And this doggone top federal judge blocked it now.
Good. Well, dude, I'm not going to buy the 43. I'll borrow it from you. That sounds better.
Borrow, that. Yeah. But that was an analogy. You get my point on it. When you take a...
Everybody gets my point.
Yeah.
Today.
When you... But Florida, you can do whatever you want down here. I can sell all I want to anybody I want at any point in time, as long as they're not felons. Here's the problem. When you start allowing the government to dictate how you can and can't transfer a firearm to another legal, law-abiding citizen, that is the beginning phase of tyranny, and that is the beginning phase of the Second Amendment being eroded. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There is no asterisk in there, but if you want to sell to your friend, you got to go through a federal background check. There's no asterisk on the Second Amendment. Let's be clear on that. Quite frankly, one of the most illegal and constitutional bills was the 1946 Hughes Amendment that banned brand new machine gun sales after 1986 illegal to civilian market. That was one of the, if not the biggest infringement on the Second Amendment, in my opinion. But we won't go there today. That's a whole other topic for another day. What you got?
I got a Disney princess to expose obscene truth about what really goes on at theme parks.
Don't go to Disney.
Yeah. Even though Disneyland's been promoting itself as the happiest place on earth.
It's not.
Many have worked there. Very different experience. Influencer, I'm not going to mention her name because I'm not going to give her any credibility, recently shared horrifying experience she had about working at Disney Princess as a princess at Disneyland. They said they were put at risk by multimillion-dollar companies' rigid rules and would lose their jobs. They couldn't meet the employer's expectation. I got to stop for 1 second here. You know, here's the thing. I'm not saying that an employer should put somebody at risk. But employer who's paying you money actually has a right to have expectations. Am I right or wrong?
Especially if those expectations are clearly disclosed at the beginning of the job and you agree to them. Let's be real. I'm not a Disney fan either. What's she complaining about?
Oh, I'm trying to look at this. I'm trying to write. She goes, the guest basically took a hug from me, then sniffed me up from my shoulder all the way up to my ear. Well, I'm not saying that.
She's an outfit too, though. Hmm? I mean, I'm not saying it's not creepy and weird. But you got to remember, you're dressing up as a princess at a. I got to be very careful. I say this on YouTube at a theme park that has been known by the local sheriff's department to have people there on occasion that are pedophiles that are arrested. Not saying the business or the theme park has anything to do with it, but you have that inside. So you got to kind of expect some weird people when you're doing that.
Well, they said that she was told the guest had intellectual disabilities. That means that he was basically probably autistic and, or whatever. Who knows? And the man returned several times, repeated the same behavior. Well, then what she should have done, she just slapped him upside the head and put a stop to it. Now, I'm just telling the truth. Now, I guarantee they wouldn't have fired her for that. Okay. Let me explain something to you.
You say the princess should have biatch slapped the autistic kid.
Well, or she just stay away from him.
That's funny. It's Disney. I have no expectations of this.
Here's what's funny. Okay.
What?
I was dating a girl a few years ago, right? After Sharon passed away a couple of years ago and she was in the gym working out with me. And Van's got his little autistic kid he takes care of, right? And, well, this girl was pretty. And so the autistic kid's looking at her, and he's like, I want to go. He wants to go hug her. And he walks up to her and hugs her. And the girl goes, ah! And I told Van, and I told John, I said, don't touch her again. It's not okay. Don't touch her. You're weird. And I can tell you other stories about this autistic kid, but I'm not going to.
No, please don't. Not today on Friday.
So if you got a problem with people basically that are messing with you and you're in costume or whatever, you can push them away. You can do whatever you want. And this is not going to say anything. The reality is you need to have security with you.
I was just about to say that. If you have a girl that's really, really pretty and she's in a princess outfit and she's getting hugs from guests all day, they need to have plainclothes security with her. That's just and you know what? Let me say this.
With a sign.
Disney, I know you got enough security there to handle this situation just fine. Don't tell me you don't have the facility or the personnel to handle it.
Well, what they need to do also, they need to have a sign on her. They need to put a sign on her. Don't sniff the princess.
That's funny, and I think they need to do that. I mean, they can't say they don't have enough personnel. I had 7 security private contractors and law enforcement officers detain me for an extended period of time
because they said
I was carrying a firearm. That I did not brandish, I did not disclose, I did not use.
You know what's funny with those guys?
They said their dog alerted to me.
Well, no, what's funny is when you get Disney and you get security involved, it's like this. It's like the movie Mr. Deeds.
Oh.
No, it's like, because I had it happen to me one time. I was carrying a 45 Kimber, and I think somebody saw the butt of it in my pants when I was riding on the monorail. Boy, I got turned in immediately, and as soon as I get to the gates of the Magic Kingdom, it's like, poof. I'm like, where'd these guys all come from? It was weird. And they told me you can either take the gun back to the car or you can take it and put it our lock. We'll lock it up for you. And they locked it up for you.
Me and my family escorted out. You guys know the story of that. That was the most bizarre thing.
But
7 total people involved. And it was exactly like that. It was like 1, 2, 3, 5, 7. I'm like, whoa, you guys are fast.
But you understand
response
something.
Response time.
But you
jeez.
Stop. Okay. Scott, they were right.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they were right.
Right about what?
Back to the fact that you presented a severe challenge to these guys.
Well, I may have. Obviously, they deemed me a threat.
Well, no, you're 7. You're a big guy.
I was training heavy back then.
I know, and you got like I watched you place 4th in the U.S. Open in the World Martial Arts Championship.
7 though.
You were 4th in the world.
7.
4th in the world.
Yeah, I know. But okay. 7.
You loved street fighting. I tried to stop that stuff. You know, finally you quit doing that. But the reality,
well, you know, you asked me about who my friends were and what I was doing.
Yeah, they're all street fighters.
Me that earlier, by the way, too.
It was, but that's okay. But the point was, you know, when they see somebody, and plus you're wearing a jacket, so now you're looking really big.
Yeah.
Okay. But you had your kids with you.
I had my kids. That was the part. That's what I even told them. I said, don't do this in front of my kids, guys. I said, let's go talk around. No, we're not moving. I'm like, dude, my kids are here. My kids are
you got to remember, you look like a military contractor.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I have weapons on me.
Don't you remember the Butch Dyke lesbian in the plane? Don't you remember her?
Yeah, I do.
The way she started yelling at us.
But here's my entire concept was this. You know, she's complaining about getting sniffed by guys at, you know, Disney, and Disney doesn't want to do anything about it. But my golly, let me step foot on property, and I got 7 contractors and law enforcement officers surrounding me, one flanking me, by the way, which I did not like at all, and I called him out on that, his hand on his gun. And I told him, I said, wait, why are you flanking me, dude? I said, I'm with my kids. He said, I'm not drawing on anybody. He's sitting his hand on his doggone pistol. I'm like, what are you doing?
They were scared. They were
walking behind me.
They were scared of you, Austin.
I don't know why.
Maybe you don't know why?
Background got pulled up.
You're 6 foot tall. You're 235 pounds. You're all muscled up, and you're basically carrying a gun, and you look like a military contractor.
I didn't want to lie, though. That was the thing. He asked me if I was carrying.
You look like you're fresh out of Benghazi. I mean, you're kidding me? They were scared.
You should see me when I shave. I'll come straight out of Quantico. I've got baby face. Well, I don't have a baby face anymore.
Now we look like brothers.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, I got to do something at some point. All that sun, man. It can't be out in the sun all the time.
It's the sun. You see that sunbelt. I warned you, bud.
Well, and just being out, no hat, out in the sun all day on the boat. We love boats down here in Florida. Anyways, let me get back to another article I had here. What time is it? Oh, we're good. We still have plenty of time. We're on the clock down fast on here. This is an article. Let me find it real quick, guys. I wanted to cover this. I lost it. Bear with me real quick. I was trying to pull it up here. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is funny. I want to cover this. This we're doing some Friday. Florida congressional race erupts into widening dispute involving anti-Semitism.
Oh God, here we go.
They're coming after Dan Bilzerian. He is noted as the number one anti-Semitic influencer in the entire world now, Dan Bilzerian, and he's running for Congress down here in Florida.
I love this guy already.
He's funny, man. Dude is wild, and he's going against Randy Fine. And he called.
Well, Fine's a Jewish name, isn't it?
I'm going to say, oh, yeah, he's hardcore. He's probably, he's down there in Miami, and they're hammering Dan Bilzerian. I'm going to quote Dan Bilzerian, so don't fuss at me, YouTube. Dan Bilzerian says.
You say it? Don't say it.
This is what Dan said.
Okay, we're on YouTube.
He said.
Can you bleep it?
He said, I am not going to put up with a big fat Jew running Miami in Congress. I'm going up against him because he does not have the best interest for the United States. Quote, not me. That was Dan.
There goes the show today.
No. That's what he said. I'm quoting. That was a quote.
Michael Barrett, you may have to bleep it before you put it on YouTube.
But no. So now everybody's coming out against Dan Bilzerian like you're anti-Semitic.
Well, he is anti-Semitic.
Well, he's not anti-Semitic. He said Semites a whole degree of population
in
the Middle
East. I agree with that, but I mean, he just said this big fat, you know, little hat guy.
Well, he does have a little hat on.
Does he really have he does have a little hat on. Oh, how do you see that?
He's really fat.
Yeah, he's just.
He wasn't wrong. It's just, I guess, statements on it. But so, this is funny. With some bubble gum. Hopefully, we don't get kicked off for that one. I can't do it forever. We might just have to have some that just don't go in.
Well, no. What we do is just have Mike bleep out certain words.
Well, we're supposed to be working on it. We got to do more content. It's just even more work as far as a whole VIP section that's not even going to be posted online. But we got to actually, we have to have a program for that.
We've got almost 3,000 shows. Play some reruns on that wretched station, that YouTube mess.
Wretched station. Hey, easier, wretched station.
No, they've taken me down. I had millions and millions and millions of views. They took them all out. It's gone. I mean, they'd like to delete them, not to be able to return it yet. I don't even know what happened to them.
Well, you know who didn't like them.
One time I did a show. It was called Planet Rothschild. I was a guest.
It was called that.
I don't know. The name of the show was Planet Rothschild. And it had 10, 15, 20 million views in like 4 days. Bam, gone.
I mean, it went gone. It went black hole. YouTube said, now we're going to put down in the trash.
I went into full detail on what and how they run the planet. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, that was crazy.
You were on somebody else's show with that one, weren't you?
I was, but I can't mention the person's name because I don't endorse them any longer.
Yeah. No, that was a wild show. Yeah. And guys, be sure to support the show. If you guys like it, buy at least toothpaste or multiple vitamins. This is a lot of time and energy to do the show and do it for you. I mean, I don't have to do this every day.
I'd much rather deal with calcium carbonate keeping my teeth clean than I would trying to deal with fluoride poisoning my brain. Just saying.
That's a fact. If everybody takes, most people now, I mean, if you're at least halfway acute, you're taking a multivitamin. At least you should be. You got to get nutrients from something. You're not getting it from your food.
Get your multivitamin from us. We're going to give you a really good product that really works. Oh, by the way, want to stop your new car from transmitting your personal data? It is possible. Yeah, they talk about how they have to disconnect it.
Disconnect it?
No, it's a nightmare.
Well, first off, the first thing you do,
nothing works in the car.
First thing you do,
you completely lose your navigation.
Don't opt into anything. All these new platforms now, they want you to opt into all these different programs. They want you to pass all these permissions. The first thing you do, and this stops a lot of it, is you don't agree to any permissions in the cars at all, period. Keep it in guest mode. I have a vehicle right now that it's still in guest mode. It has nothing to do with me in it. When I bought it used, it was in guest mode. It still stays in guest mode. I won't put it in my mode. I don't care. I'm not going to do it. And everything's basically blocked on it because it's considered every time somebody gets in the car, it's in guest mode. It's a new driver. A lot of these things, they want you to get apps downloaded for them, and they want you to do all the permissions online. And
exactly
what that
right.
does is then you give them all permissions to see what's in guest mode. There's no way to plausibly sell your information 100% accurate because they can't verify who's in the vehicle.
You know, I never thought about that. You're right.
I had somebody tell me that in Orlando.
I've got a car that's still in guest mode.
Yeah, so do I. Once you go into full-blown, this is you mode, welcome, Austin. And you get it tied to the GPS, and you have the voice control where you can say things, and it listens to you and all that. Now, it verifies your voice, it verifies your GPS, it verifies your location, it verifies your phone. Now they can collect data and actually have it verifiable. And guess what? There's no data to it. Because they physically can't know if it's you or not.
I did that. Somebody had those Apple glasses, or whatever they're called.
The Meta glasses?
Well, they were wearing them in the car. And I said, what are those? They were Meta glasses. So she handed them to me, and I put them on. And she goes, well, ask it a question.
Oh, she had like the new ones.
No, and I said, where am I right now? You're driving an Interstate 4, blah, 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 blah.
Whoa.
Blah. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. I said, okay. Then I said, okay. And I got another question for you. He asked, what is your question? I said, what kind of car am I driving? Couldn't do it. Couldn't answer it.
Okay.
But no, so it's interesting.
It had GPS connect to it.
I don't know what it was, but it was creepy.
Well, I have some of the old school, the first set of the recording camera Meta glasses, but they don't have really any aspect of that new stuff on it. But they were cool too for a lot of car and vehicle stuff. You're going to a car show, you click them on, you record for like 1 minute. But the new ones now, they got augmented virtual reality in them.
But they didn't have that.
The creepy one is, they're getting flack about this, getting approved, is the facial recognition app. in it, where you can actually walk up to somebody with the glasses on, look at them, and it'll analyze it within 5 seconds.
It's like Terminator.
And it will tell you who they are. What it does, it takes their face, and is a full AI internet scrub. Any photo they have online, any social media platform they have, any LinkedIn app platform they have, they correlate it within seconds, and it tells you in the piece who they are, what they are, their age. I mean, it's
creepy. That'd be great for a dating deal, man. You can go up to some person, you're out on a date, and you just put your glasses on, you find out they're a nutbag. If they've killed 5 of their last husbands, that's a problem. You know, yes, 5 husbands have died.
It would be great for dating, I guess. You know what it wouldn't be good for? Guys that are targeting children.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's one problem that I have with
yeah.
it. You get a guy that's wearing those, walks up to a 12-year-old girl,
yeah.
scans it. Oh, she has an Instagram platform.
Yeah.
She has
yeah.
this platform. Oh, this is little Susie. Goes to Fremont High. Age this. Location.
Yeah, that's like Jeffrey Epstein all over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, so they've had to block that platform right now from going in, but the technology's already
there.
And how do you know these guys on the black market, these sickos that are involved with Epstein, don't have this stuff already?
Because they won't tell us who they are anyhow.
That's exactly right.
Oh, by the way, Trump EPA targets Biden-era refrigerant rules and affordability push. I'm going to say something, and this makes me unbelievably mad. The guys that wear the little hats, they have pushed for changing refrigerants constantly.
Yes. Freon changes every 2 years.
No, it's a lie. It's a complete and total lie. I've had guys that work on these things say it's a lie. And the reason they do that, because they become incompatible with the older units, and they got to resell a new unit. And what ends up happening is they start losing reliability, and they start losing affordability. And that's exactly what they're talking about. I used to buy a 5-ton AC system for like $4,000 installed. Now it's like $10,000 to $12,000 for a 5-ton unit. You're like, why? And they always come back with the same excuse. It's because of all the technology. And the thing about it is, oh, we're going to save you all this money on your utility bill. They don't save you any money.
No.
I've never seen a change in my utility bill, no matter how low the values go. Never, not once.
Well, the thing is, the biggest aspect...
SEER values, whatever.
SEER value, they see. The biggest mm-hmm. factor you can do, and this is a quick tip, if you're building a house, make sure you inject the block with foam.
Oh,
make
yeah.
sure you solar board on the backside of your roofs and on the inside. And if you have the ability to afford it or you're building it custom, do open cell spray and insulation foam inside.
In the attic.
And make sure you let the attic breathe for a while before you basically finish everything off. But that right there will turn the house into an igloo, especially down here in Florida. And that will lower your utility bill.
Now, don't use closed cell inside the
Not
attic.
Not inside a residential
make
house.
It sweat.
The only way you do closed cell
metal
is
building.
If you do a metal building, which is like a barndominium, you do closed cell. That's the real hard one.
Because metal will sweat.
Correct.
And if you put the open cell into it, it'll turn into a rainforest in your house and your barn. So you don't want that. It'll ruin everything in there, be dripping all the time. So you got to use closed cell.
Just some tidbits.
Yeah. I did that up in North Carolina, where we have a little building that we built. It doesn't matter. Hey, I love you guys. Have a great, wonderful weekend. I'll be in church on Saturday night, because I'm doing stuff with Austin on Sunday morning. It's going to be fun. And
Vroom.
You know. Let's pray for us for safety. And it's a car thing. And so I'll be there on church on Saturday night. I love you guys. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. And if you're going to date somebody, you need to be praying with them. You hear me? I didn't stutter. Pray with them. Make sure they pray with you. Make sure they pray out loud with you and you pray out loud with them. Really, really important. If they're not going to do that before you get married to them, they ain't going to do it after you get married. I promise you. That's a fact. All right. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to us. Kind of a funny show today, but it is. Sometimes it just turns into one of these. And quite frankly, sometimes we get tired of talking about the really negative stuff.
I've reached the point now where I really try to encourage a lot of people on stuff they can actively work on and change.
Yeah.
Certain things that we cover, sometimes you just got to cover active news. But at the end of the day, whatever, dude. I mean, you can keep your mind right, keep your heart right, keep your soul right. Continue to keep the truth out there, because that's one of the biggest things, is you've got to allow the truth to be told, and you've got to keep speaking it. You don't talk about it, you tell other people they can't talk about it, you very quickly have a society where nobody even knows what's going on anymore.
And remember, in 100 years, none of us are going to be in our skin suit anyhow. I mean, it doesn't matter, right?
So while you are here,
run
the magnesium brain food. It's on sale. If you haven't tried it, try it.
Keep your brain frosty so it looks so stable.
Product of the week. You guys have a great weekend. Stay strong. Stay healthy. Check out the site. Check out the sales. Check out the multi-packs. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow. Monday, as always.
And thank you for your support. We love you so much. And keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday.